This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Afghanistan's warring side Saturday started negotiations for the first time aimed at ending decades of war, bringing together delegates appointed by the Afghan government and the Taliban. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo attended the opening ceremony, which was held in Qatar, where the meetings will be taking place. The discussions are important in the search for lasting peace that will also provide an exit for U.S. and NATO troops after nearly 19 years. Pompeo indicated the talks are expected to be contentious. He says the outcome is entirely up to Afghans and not the U.S. Issues at the talks include a permanent ceasefire, the rights of women and minorities, and the disarming of tens of thousands of Taliban fighters and militias. Officials in the U.S. state of Oregon have not released an exact death count, but at least 8 fatalities have been reported as a result of ongoing wildfires. A change in the weather with the winds easing and humidity rising have helped firefighters battling the massive blazes in Oregon that have taken a deadly toll from one end to another. The governor, Kate Brown, said that dozens of people were still missing. Tens of thousands had been forced to leave their homes. The state's emergency management director, Andrew Phelps, said officials are preparing for a mass fatality event and thousands of structures have been destroyed. Smoke from massive wildfires that painted California skies orange was also helping crews corral the deadliest blaze of the year. But despite the progress, there was concern that the death toll could mount as crews reached devastated areas. 9 people, including a 16-year-old boy, have been confirmed dead since lightning caused fires that started weeks ago, fused into a monster that largely destroyed a creek, a tiny hamlet in Sierra Nevada. This is VOA News.